This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days of the year, are the best days of the entire year. Even better than the days of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Afdalul ayyam ad-dunya ayyamul ashr. The best days of the entire year are the best 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The time has come. We must ensure that we exert our efforts in terms of gaining maximum rewards, multiplying our hasanat in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise and we seek His help, His assistance in all our matters. We send peace and blessings upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the last day. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of today's khutbah in Dubai is welcoming the best 10 days of the year of Dhul Hijjah. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is extremely merciful. And He shows mercy again and again by giving us opportunities and possibilities to be rewarded, to use some of the best times of the entire year. And yes, Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days of the year, are the best days of the entire year. Subhanallah. Yes, you heard it right. They are the best 10 days of the entire year, even better than the days of Ramadan. Of course, nights of Ramadan are better, the last 10 nights. But then, when it compares with the days, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are the best 10 days of the entire year. Subhanallah. What is it that we must do? First and foremost, we must understand and realize that these are the best 10 days, which helps us understand that we must do best in these best 10 days. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Afdalul ayyam ad-dunya ayyamul ashr. The best days of the entire year are the best 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Ayyamul ashr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He takes oath of these 10 days. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says in Surah Al-Fajr, Wal Fajr wa layalin ashr. By the dawn and by the 10 nights. And these 10 nights are referred to as the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. My brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, there are no days which are more beloved and more greater to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The deeds that we do, the good deeds that we do in all the other years, they are, yes, are beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the comparison of doing good deeds in these 10 days, there isn't any. Subhanallah. So we must ensure that we must increase in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah. All these are the adhkar which are really demanded for us to actually do in these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to fast for the first 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. So this is the beauty of this season, that it invites our attention to another pillar of Islam, that is Hajj. Hajj, we know, it falls in Dhul Hijjah. So it's the performance of the pillar of Islam, Al-Hajj. We are told to fast in this beautiful month. We are told to remind and revive our sense of Tawheed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are told to ensure that we fix our obligatory acts. We're told to give as much as charity as possible. We're told to do all the good deeds in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. My brothers and sisters, the time has come. We must ensure that we exert our efforts in terms of gaining maximum rewards, multiplying our hasanat in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So we must ensure that we take up some of the tasks, ensuring that we perform those tasks, especially beginning with the faraid, with the obligatory acts, then top it up with the voluntary acts, so that inshallah we will be rewarded immensely by our Rahman, the most gracious Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us utilize these best 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us, empower us to perform the best deeds in these beautiful days of Dhul Hijjah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. We ask Allah Almighty to grant and bless all the other rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to bless all the Muslims across the globe. We ask Allah Almighty to ease their matters, help them, remove from their suffering. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.